911, mobile testing.
EB 9NN, mobile monitoring.
N8MJL, mobile.
KOP mobile. 3 BBT portable.
Yeah, hey Mike, sorry I didn't call you back yet.
Holy, what a night it's been. We've been busy.
Hey, teammates, mobile.
Mike, what radio are you on? You're barely making it. Go ahead, Drake.
Oh, what's going on? Making our way back to Travers here from Alpena. So we got a ways to go.
Where are you at?
Right. I'm on the 2500. I'm not sure which of my 40 batteries I got on it, though. It might be a bad one.
Yeah, that's a little bit better, Mike. Where are you at, Drake?
32. Coming up to, oh, shoot. Amir Road. Amir Road. It almost hit me in a corner.
Ah, okay, 32 of Manier. Yeah, I know where you're at. Yeah, you're going through some hills there.
Yeah, it's just up and down. Spent a couple days over at Lafarge Presqu'île, and, or I guess now it's called Amrise Presqu'île. They got bought twice in the past 2-3 years or something like that. Doing their PMs and stuff, so. It's been a long couple days. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, sounds good though. Kind of when you're going up and down the hill, but yeah, you're making it.
Go ahead, Cam.
What are you just checking equipment over and aligning it and everything? Is that what you guys doing?
Yeah, we pulled all the mobiles out of the vehicles, tested them, and put them back in, and then we did watt tests on every antenna to just check. Reflected power and stuff like that. So, yeah, that and the firmware updates on all the radios and the repeaters and stuff because they're Cat Plus multi-site.
Do you guys do Arauco and Grayling as well?
Yep.
They're just single site though, Cat Plus single site, right?
Yeah, they're just single site. I think they were talking about doing multi-site at some point.
Copy that. You out of town most of the day, Mike?
Yeah, all day. I spent some time in Big Creek up here for a while, but it was just drilling and primarily Sterling all day.
Great. Mike was down in Sterling yesterday, and 99.9% of his transmissions were full quality.
Sterling, bang. That's pretty darn good, dude.
Yeah, the old antenna, like, I could make it. It was doable. Like, I'd get in there, but it never sounded that good. I mean, yeah, it was great.
Yeah, that's not bad. Just coming up to Dead Man's Corner here.
Yeah, this antenna works pretty good. To be honest, I didn't even check the reflected, but I was on a time crunch when I was there. I didn't have very much time. It was get in and get out.
Good enough for a company, for government work.
Yeah, reflected power
Yeah, as long as most of it's going out, then we're good.
But,
yeah, I don't know, Drake, how I got connected to those VKs. I keep booting them, and they keep coming back. So they must have ties with somebody back here that knows my repeater and wants to talk to the VKs because it's inbound traffic.
Yeah, I saw that, and, if it was me, I wouldn't have a problem with that, but it's leaving it linked up, and then all of their traffic is tying up our network, and that's not what I like.
Yeah, so Mike, the other day, Australians linked my repeater to everything, and we were talking for continents and continents and continents.
Yeah, I heard that. That was pretty interesting. Sounded like they were in a burn ban and wildfire season kind of thing.
Yeah, they must. They're opposite of us. They're getting what we're getting. I'd love to see how they fight wildfire down there. That'd be interesting.
Yeah, that puts that at the top of the list of things I don't really want to be part of.
Yeah, they got quite a summer out there. But, I thought that was pretty interesting. Listening in, W8VEP on the portable.
9KOB mobile, Aspen Alley, Algona County.
Hey, EMH mobile, we're coming up to, Indiana Township Fire Department. Yeah, that was interesting. Honestly, I wasn't really paying attention to what was being said. I heard it, and I was like, oh, okay. Because I saw that they were talking to somebody local for a little bit. I was like, okay, that's kind of cool. And then all of the VK call signs just kept coming, and I was like, oh, that's special. But I didn't really think a whole lot of it until about a half hour goes by and it's still going, and I wasn't really paying attention. I was just hearing the repeater was yapping. I was like, what's this all about? And I noticed that.
Yeah, it's just a big band opening is all it was. I mean, that RF signal was traveling around the globe.
Yeah, we got transcontinental VHF band openings. That's a very common thing.
Yeah, trans-global band opening.
I could understand on 20 meters, 17 meters, but 2 meters, I'm sorry, not going to happen. Not going to fly. 10 was open the other day. I turned 10 on, and there was a bunch of people on 10 meters, so.
What?
Yeah, I haven't been on HF in a while. Yeah, you get dumped out over in Traverse City. You guys got more snow in Traverse City than you do eat over here, Drake?
Oh, I'd say it's at least over here in Vienna. It's about the same. We got way more snow over the weekend than we did on Thanksgiving, or the day after. I think the day of and the day after Thanksgiving, we had about maybe an inch or two, maybe three. But it was super windy, so we were getting drifts up to 6 inches. And then the day after that, it was just dumped on us, man. And, almost got my, work vehicle stuck.
What do I got? What kind of work vehicle are you in? A van again?
And it got me in a Chevy Equinox. Four-wheel drive, so I can't complain about that much, but not big. Don't have a whole lot of space, but I'm going to take advantage of the all-wheel drive while I've got it, so. Yeah, if I didn't have the all-wheel drive, I definitely would not have been able to get out of my parking lot on Monday morning when I left. Left around 4:30 in the morning, and it was not plowed yet, and it was something to behold.
All right, I'm home. I'll go to bed at 9 KOP mobile.
Go ahead, Mike.
Yes, sounds good. I'll get out of here, but good talking to you guys. Have a good one. W8VET.
All right, we'll catch you guys later. 8DLH, mobile. Make our way to Old State Road.
NAPZG.
NAPZG. NAYS is tested.